My name is Michael McCusker. Among the most absurd and blatantly undemocratic remarks Donald Trump has made as president is that six Democrats should face the death penalty for encouraging American military men and women to defy illegal orders. Notorious Vietnam War draft dodger Trump has always spoken out of both sides of his mouth, which America's original inhabitants called a forked tongue. And he certainly demonstrates the moral qualities of his paternal grandfather, who was owner and pimp of an Alaska Gold Rush whorehouse in the late 19th century, which was the root of the Trump family fortune. International law demands that members of any military organization refuse illegal orders and make such orders public. This admonition alone should open Trump to impeachment and also possible imprisonment for his Hitleresque demeanor as so-called CNC, Commander-in-Chief of America's military. His presidency is a prime reason the USA has a democracy and process of impeachment, and we citizens must keep it so. In particular, the power of the presidency to instigate or send the USA to war. The ugly irony of this particularly dreadful instance of human history is that Trump cowardly avoided the Vietnam War by fraudulently claiming that he had bone spurs in his feet. His family wealth bought him sanctuary. Now, as president, he has started a war within our hemisphere and has blatantly demanded annexation of Canada, Greenland, and most likely eventually the entire western portion of the planet, of which, of course, he would be emperor after either blatantly rigging or canceling the U.S. votes process. Trumping, it's called, quite ironically. Not bad for the grandson of an Alaska whorehouse pimp. And now, I shall read, because of the crisis we are in as a result of our esteemed leader, by Langston Hughes, Let America Be America Again. And a preface by Senator John Kerry. There is an old African-American folk saying, when America sneezes, blacks catch pneumonia. The American economy, caught in the grips of the Great Depression in the 1930s, was on life support. So you can imagine what that meant for blacks. Having embraced the promise of equality some 65 years after the end of slavery, Black Americans were fully beginning to claim their share of the American dream. The Harlem Renaissance was in full swing, and hope was high coming out of the Roaring Twenties. But Black Thursday had a double meaning for Black America. In the depths of the Depression, when one-third of all workers were unemployed, more than 50% of African Americans found themselves down on their luck. And to make matters worse, many whites took their economic frustrations out on blacks, blaming them for the lack of jobs and available capital. It was in that climate that Langston Hughes, Black America's unofficial poet laureate, wrote his powerful poetic lament, Let America Be America Again. While it is the litany of the great promise of opportunity that has drawn so many of the world's disaffected to our shores, The poem is also a call to make that promise real for all Americans, especially for the descendants of slaves. Not unmindful of this duality of meanings, I was drawn to incorporate the words of the poem in my 2004 presidential campaign because it reminds us that America is a nation always in the process of becoming, always striving to build, quote, a more perfect union, unquote. We must not forget that African Americans and women were written out of the Constitution before they were written in. We have made great progress. America in the 21st century is stronger and more unified than ever before. But in recent years, we have seen a staggering loss of jobs and the threat of even greater divisions between the haves and the have-nots. Also, we must not turn our backs on persistent disparities in such areas as education, jobs, wealth, healthcare, and crime that continue to break down along the color line. Clearly, we have more work to do. We need the brain power, creativity, and commitment of all Americans, united and equal. If we are to meet the great challenges of our time, from building a stronger economy at home, to winning the war on terror, to finding cures for disease like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. As Lincoln reminded us, a house divided cannot stand. As a soldier, a prosecutor, a senator, I have always believed in standing up for the rights of those who have been marginalized or forgotten. I believe in an America in which opportunity and justice truly are for all. That was the essence of the life and poetry of Langston Hughes. As I said on the 50th anniversary of the Brown versus Board of Education Supreme Court decision, America can't be American for any of us until it is America for all of us. And that was from John Kerry, Senator of Massachusetts, presidential prospect, and a very close friend of mine in the Vietnam Veterans Against the War, of which he was a very powerful spokesperson. And now, Let America Be America Again, by Langston Hughes. Let America be America again. Let it be the dream it used to be. Let it be the pioneer on the plain, seeking a home where he himself is free. America never was America to me. Let America be the dream the dreamers dreamed. Let it be that great strong land of love, where never kings connive nor tyrants scheme, that any man be crushed by one above. It never was America to me. Oh, let my land be a land where liberty is crowned with no false patriotic wreath, but opportunity is real and life is free. Equality is in the air we breathe. There's never been equality for me, nor freedom in this homeland of the free. Say, who are you that mumbles in the dark? And who are you that draws your veil across the stars? I am the poor, white, fooled and pushed apart. I am the Negro bearing slavery's scars. I am the red man driven from the land. I am the immigrant clutching the hope I seek and finding only the same old stupid plan of dog eat dog, of mighty crush the weak. I am the young man, full of strength and hope, tangled in that ancient endless chain of profit, power, gain, of grab the land, of grab the gold, of grab the ways of satisfying need, of work the men, of take the pay, of owning everything for one's own greed. I am the farmer, bondsman to the soil. I am the worker, sold to the machine. I am the Negro, servant to you all. I am the people, humble, hungry, mean, hungry yet today, despite the dream, beaten yet today, oh pioneers. I am the man who never got ahead, the poorest worker, battered through the years. Yet I am the one who dreamt our basic dream in that old world while still a serf of kings, who dreamt a dream so strong, so brave, so true, that even yet its mighty daring sings in every brick and stone, in every furrow turned that's made America the land it has become. Oh, I'm the man who sailed those early seas in search of what I meant to be my home. For I'm the one who left dark Ireland's shore and Poland's plain and England's grassy lee, and torn from black Africa's strand, I came to build a homeland of the free. The free. Who said the free? Not me. Surely not me. The millions on relief today, the millions shot down when we strike, the millions who have nothing for our pay, for all the dreams we've dreamed, and all the songs we've sung, and all the hopes we've held, and all the flags we've hung. The millions who have nothing for our pay, except a dream that's almost dead today. Oh, let America be America again, the land that never has been yet, and yet must be, the land where every man is free, the land that's mine, the poor man's, Indians, Negroes, me, who made America, whose sweat and blood, whose faith and pain, whose land at the foundry, whose plow in the rain, must bring back our mighty dream again. Sure, call me any ugly name you choose. The steel of freedom does not stain from those who live like leeches on the people's lives. We must take back our land again, America. Oh yes, I say it plain. America never was America to me, and yet I swear this oath, America will be. Out of the rack and ruin of our gangster death, the rape and rot of graft and stealth and lies, we, the people, must redeem the land, the mines, the plants, the rivers, the mountains, and the endless plain, all the stretch of these great green states, and make America again. And that was Let America Be America Again by Langston Hughes, and another poem by Langston Hughes, Dream of Freedom. There is a dream in the land with its back against the wall by muddled names and strange. Sometimes the dream is called. There are those who claim this dream for theirs alone, a sin for which we know they must atone. Unless shared in common, like sunlight and like air, the dream will die for lack of substance anywhere. The dream knows no frontier or tongue. The dream no class or race. The dream cannot be kept secure in any one looked place. This dream today embattled with its back against the wall, to save the dream for one, it must be saved for all, our dream of freedom. And now, again, by Langston Hughes, America. Little dark baby, little Jew baby, little outcast, America is seeking the stars. America is seeking tomorrow. You are America. I am America. America, the dream. America, the vision. America, the star-seeking eye. Out of yesterday, the chains of slavery. Out of yesterday, the ghettos of Europe. Out of yesterday, the poverty and pain of the old, old world. The building and struggle of this new one, we come, you and I, seeking the stars, you and I, you of the blue eyes and the blonde hair, I of the dark eyes and the crinkly hair, you and I, offering hands, being brothers, being one, being America, you and I. And I, who am I? You know me. I am Criscus Attucks at the Boston Tea Party, Jimmy Jones in the ranks of the last black troops marching for democracy. I am Sojourner Truth, preaching and praying for the goodness of this wide, wide land. Today's black mother bearing tomorrow's America. Who am I? You know me. Dream of my dreams. I am America. I am America seeking the stars. America, hoping, praying, fighting, dreaming, knowing there are strains on the beauty of my democracy. I want to be clean. I want to grovel no longer in the mire. I want to reach always after stars. Who am I? I am the ghetto child. I am the dark baby. I am you and the blonde tomorrow. And yet, I am my own one self. America, seeking the stars. Search. All life is but the climbing of a hill to seek the sun that ranges far beyond, confused with stars and lesser lights anon, and planets where the darkness reigneth still. All life is but the seeking for that sun that never lets one living atom die, that flames beyond the circle of the eye, where never and forever are as one, and seeking always through this human span that spreads its drift of years beneath the sky, confused with living, goeth simple man, unknowing and unknown into the why that flings itself beyond the sun and back in space to where time has begun. Someday. Once more, the guns roar. Once more, the call goes forth for men. Again, the war begins. Again, false slogans become a bore. Yet no one cries, enough, no more. Like angry dogs, the human race loves the snarl upon its face. It loves to kill, the pessimist says, it always will. That I do not believe. Someday, the savage in all us will wear away. Someday, quite clearly, men will see how clear and happy life can be, and how, like flowers planted in the sun, we too can give forth blossoms shared by everyone. In time of silver rain. In time of silver rain, the earth puts forth new life again. Green grasses grow, and flowers lift their heads, and over all the plain, the wonder spreads of life, of life, of life. In time of silver rain, the butterflies lift silken wings to catch a rainbow cry, and trees put forth new leaves to sing in joy beneath the sky, as down the roadway, passing boys and girls go singing too. In time of silver rain, when spring and life are new. Dare. Let darkness gather up its roses, cupping softness in the hand, till the hard fist of sunshine dares the dark to stand. Give us our peace. Give us a peace equal to the war, or else our souls will be unsatisfied, and we will wonder what we have fought for and why the many died. Give us a peace accepting every challenge, the challenge of the poor, the black, of all denied, the challenge of the vast colonial world that long has had so little justice by its side. Give us a peace that dares us to be wise. Give us a peace that dares us to be strong. Give us a peace that dares us still uphold throughout the peace our battle against wrong. A people's peace for which men can enthuse, a peace that brings reality to our dream. Give us a peace that will produce our great schools, as the war produced great armament, a peace that will wipe out our slums, as war wiped out our foes on evil bent. Give us a peace that will enlist a mighty army serving humankind, not just an army geared to kill, but trained to help the living mind, an army trained to shape our common good and bring about a world of brotherhood. I dream a world. I dream a world where man, no other man will scorn, where love will bless the earth and peace its paths adorn. I dream a world where all will know sweet freedom's way, where greed no longer saps the soul, nor avarice blights our day. A world I dream where black or white, whatever race you be, will share the boundaries of the earth, and every man and woman is free. Where wretchedness will hang its head, and joy, like a pearl, attends the needs of all mankind. Of such I dream my world. And that was, all of that was by Langston Hughes. He was born in Joplin, Missouri in 1902. By the time he enrolled in Columbia University, he had already launched his literary career with his poem, The Negro Speaks of Rivers, published in Crisis in 1921. Often regarded as the poet laureate of Harlem, Hughes was a central figure in the Harlem Renaissance of the 1920s. Known for his insightful, colorful portrayals of Black life in America from the 1920s to the 1960s, Hughes published more than 35 books of poetry, fiction, short stories, children's poetry, musicals, operas, autobiography, scripts, and essays. Throughout his life, Hughes was a devoted fan of Black music, and he fused together jazz and blues with traditional verse in his first two books, The Weary Blues and Fine Clothes to the Jew. He was also well known for his creation of the fictional character Jesse B. Semple, nicknamed Simple, who satirized racial injustices. In 1929, Hughes earned his B.A. from Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, where he was later presented with an honorary Lit. D. Over the course of his life, Hughes was also awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship in 1935, a Rosenwald Fellowship in 1940, and an American Academy of Arts and Letters in 1947. Langston Hughes died in 1967. Through his work, Condemning Racism and Celebrating African American Culture, Langston Hughes became one of the most influential and esteemed writers of the 20th century. This is Michael McCusker. Joanne Rideout is engineer for this program, which perhaps I should explain after all of this time. She is not Casey Jones at the throttle of old 97 rushing to its doom. She records my weekly monologues at KMUN Radio Center while I rant on the phone from faraway Waldport on Oregon's central coast. As epilogue to this week's rant, I think of American politics as a binary, yin and yang, a party of the rich, which seeks to ruin once and for all the party of the unrich, which has consistently and full-heartedly attempted to ape its rival instead of wholeheartedly representing its traditional constituency. This would forthrightly be a form of governance people would accept and which would be the base and basis for all platforms, petitions, and ultimate patronage. A form that would encompass our species' eager and historic penchant for games and competition and simultaneously embody our commercialism. A form that would be give and take and not static or rigid. A form that is aware of a general intelligence regardless of education or circumstances. a form capable of measuring worth in terms of honesty, intelligence, and competence, capable also of performing those traits, a form aware of its flaws, but able to be essentially egalitarian, regardless of its economic, social, and racial disparities, most especially its sexual prejudices. A form essential, based on mutual respect, one for another, all for most, a reasonable allowance for the presence of others unlike ourselves. And a poem I wrote. Life spools out like a detached umbilical or intestines blown through skin by a bomb. Protoplasm pulses, reverses, dissembles, love flashes, languages. So years go, days diminish, years ago. Yet marrows of memory resist maggots and mold. That was now. This is then.
You've been listening to A Story Told on KMUN, featuring Michael McCusker, journalist, activist, former firefighter, and Vietnam veteran. Michael has been sharing essays and poetry on A Story Told since 1987. For 30 years, he published the North Coast Times-Eagle newspaper out of his home in Astoria, Oregon. Michael currently shares his work and the works of other authors from his home on the Central Oregon coast. Join us here next week for A Story Told.